Okay? Even though.
Even though.
I don't want to be negative.
I don't want to be negative.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yes, I do.
I got some attitude.
I got some attitude.
I'd like to express.
I'd like to express.
But that isn't acceptable.
That isn't acceptable.
And it's not nice.
And it's not nice.
And I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I can really do that.
I can really do that.
I'm not supposed to do that.
I'm not supposed to do that.
Unless I'm unconscious. All the ways.
All the ways.
I'm negative.
Negative.
And don't even know it.
And don't even know it.
All the ways.
All the ways.
I have no experience.
I have no experience.
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
For prolonged periods of time. All the ways.
All the ways.
I believe that's normal.
I'd really like
to expand my experience so that I might create a different relationship with me. Nuh-uh. There are people I want to change. There are situations I want to change. There are governments I want to change. Businesses. Colleagues. Religions. Genders.
I'm so busy.
I'm so busy. Attached.
Attached.
At levels I'm unaware of.
Of all the things
that aren't working.
That aren't right.
In the world.
Wouldn't it be nice
if for the next hour
I could be present.
Fully present.
With just me.
Just me.
I can't do that.
That's selfish.
That's wrong.
I don't have any practice.
I can't be present.
Just with me.
My mind doesn't do that.
No one ever taught me.
No one ever taught me.
No one ever encouraged me.
As a matter of fact,
it's always been the opposite.
Do the right thing.
According to who?
There's so many different rules.
So many different groups.
So many different beliefs.
I'm under so much pressure
to get it right.
As a person.
As a spiritual being.
As a child.
As a parent.
As a friend.
And I swear,
the rules keep changing.
And it's hard to keep up.
It's so hard to keep up.
And all the times
I thought I was getting it right.
And then I found out
it wasn't what they wanted.
It wasn't what I wanted.
I want to find peace.
And I want to find my way
back
to faith.
In my knowing.
I want a much bigger connection
with a wiser,
older,
bigger
part of me
so that I might trust
me.
I've screwed up so many times
in so many ways.
Little things,
sometimes big things.
I thought I was doing the right thing.
And then it turned out,
where I just felt bad.
All the ways.
I second guess myself.
I'm afraid I'm wasting time.
I'm afraid I'm wasting money.
I'm afraid I'm wrong.
I'm afraid I'm wrong.
And it hurts me.
Sometimes it hurts me more
than when
I know they're getting it wrong.
I feel bad if I'm wrong.
I feel bad if they're wrong.
I pretty much feel bad.
A lot.
Wouldn't it be nice
if this goofy tapping
could realign me
with feeling good?
All
all of the ways I have previously agreed to be on the planet in the human experience to honor suffering and intense emotion, to experience great contrast. And today, I have a different opportunity. And no one's teaching me how. And there aren't any examples. And I don't know if I can trust me to have a better experience. Because so far, I'm about 50-50 on that. Maybe not even that good. All the ways. I have known the discomfort of misjudgment, of the perception of misjudgment, mine or other people's. I want to lay that to rest. I want to begin today and have a new experience of being me, happier me, more relaxed me, more faithful me, more trusting me. I want a better experience of me in this body, in this lifetime, even in my life, situation, circumstance, and earth family. It's a tall order. And I'm willing to tap myself there in the next hour. Okay, big breath.